Good evening and welcome to Public Media and One's English Language News Broadcast Hungary Report. I'm Oshia Flum. Thanks for joining us. Proposals for a system of mandatory quotas to share refugees across EU's 28 countries are rejected by leaders attending Brussels summit. Member states have to take in immigrants on a voluntary basis, according to the agreement of the European leaders yesterday. Special rules will apply to Hungary and Bulgaria. In the next 2 years, 40,000 refugees will be relocated from Italy and Greece to the EU countries.
The details are to be specified by interior ministers of member states till the end of July. But at this stage, the countries themselves will decide how many migrants they would welcome, said Donald Tusk on Friday morning. The president of the European Council added that since both Hungary and Bulgaria struggle with significant waves of migrants, these two countries will be assessed separately.
The current crisis concerns not only Italy and Greece. Since the beginning of the year, a third of asylum seekers have been registered in Hungary. That is more than in Italy. Our approach needs to be geographically comprehensive.
Ez egy népvándorlás, egy újabbkori népvándorlás.
In Brussels, Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán called the migrant crisis a new age migration. More migrants come to Hungary than to Greece or Italy. We don't want to take in more migrants from other countries. It's more than enough for us to care for these people and to struggle against their arrival, said the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister also said that refugees have to be distinguished from economic migrants. The latter have to be stopped outside the borders of the European Union. Orbán added that illegal migrants come from the direction of Greece or Bulgaria. Hungary has to build a fence to the southern border area in order to protect its borders. We have to admit that we live in a world where security is first. We cannot spare money spent on police, military service and border surveillance. That is why we have to build this fence, said the Prime Minister. Viktor Orbán also said that if illegal migrants choose a different route because of the fence, the border bloc will have to move accordingly. The Prime Minister added that Hungary didn't suspend the Dublin regulations on refugees, just asked for some time.
The migration issue has to be solved in cooperation with EU countries, said the leader of the opposition Hungarian Socialist Party. According to József Tóbiás, neither barbed wire nor denunciation of international agreements will support Hungary. Europe has to make those countries where immigrants are from secure in the long run, but until then short-term solutions are needed. The presence of the Hungarian troops in Kosovo and Iraq is our national interest, as we can only hold the more and more overwhelming flow of migration back with ensuring peace, said Csaba Henda in Debrecen. The defense minister took part in the send-off ceremony of the K-413 relief and the Iraqi staff in the Kossuth barracks. More than 400 Hungarian soldiers are going abroad for military service for half a year soon.
Hey. Hungarian soldiers going abroad on mission lined up in the exercise area of the Kossuth military barrack. More than 300 of them will be peacekeepers in Kosovo. Their lieutenant colonel told M1 News the kind of tasks they were prepared for during their six-week training. Basically, we prepared for situations that can happen in the field. The biggest emphasis was on exercises teaching soldiers how to handle crowds, a task the contingent will play a big role in, said Attila Anyadi. 100 Hungarian soldiers are traveling to Iraq. Their job will be ensuring the security of the Kurdish fighters' training team. The Minister of Defense said farewells to soldiers going on foreign service. Csaba Henda said that stability and peace in Kosovo and in areas threatened by IS is Hungary's interest also. Stability, security, peace, and economic development would naturally forego the migration of people living there to Western Europe, through other countries, at times through Hungary, in hopes of finding a better life, said the minister. Soldiers sent on mission to Kosovo and Iraq will spend 6 months in service abroad.
Hungary's employment growth has reached record level, according to the Central Statistical Office. By the latest report, 102,000 more people worked this spring than last year. 37% of them were unemployed earlier. Sándor Tomba, Minister of State for Vocational Training and a Labour Market, says the tendency shows that the rate of unemployment can fall under 7% in Hungary soon. Let's have some cultural programs now. The only open-air Transylvania Theatre Festival is organized in Mikasa every year. The so-called Born Theatre is a private initiative which was established more than a decade ago to take the theatre culture to the homes of the region. Varied events such as theatrical presentations, folk dance and music performances are waiting for the audience this year as well.
The village of Mikasa, that has less than 600 inhabitants today, was a Franciscan central in the 1600s. The spotlight once again fell on the small village a decade ago. During the summer, fences are colored with posters inviting people to Transylvania's only outdoor theater event. The event grants a new function to the building that is possibly the secular guard's most characteristic building, the chur, or the barn. The performances are held here. Some theaters don't want to attempt a performance in a barn because there isn't a light and sound system at hand. Others say the atmosphere of the setting compensates them greatly. Staff of the Theater of Székelyudvarhely can be seen here preparing the space for Áron Tamási's piece, Normal Resurrection. The director plans to also use the atmospheric garden in his piece. I think that it's an event that fills a gap, even beyond the fact that in Romania, open-air theater isn't too frequent. It's important to make sure audiences have theater during the summer, too. Making sacrifices to be able to do that in such a special milieu is definitely worth it, said Csongor Csuruja. The Csur Theater first started as a weekend-long event. Today it hosts programs during 6 months of each year. Folk music and folk dancing performances, exhibits and theater guest appearances, for example. In the past years, there have been many shows that were specifically created for the venue.
Art exhibition showing national valuables was opened in the Petőfi Theatre in Veszprém. The list of Hungaricums has broadened. It was announced at the opening ceremony. Lake Hévíz, with the related traditional medicine getting hold of ever greater reputation, is qualified as a Hungaricum. The information technology user of János Neumann, the well-known scientist of Hungarian origin, is also added to the list. Minister of Agriculture, Sándor Fazekas, president of the Hungaricum Committee, said these are all valued treasures that have survived the storms of history. The Hungarian boondocks and its form of life have become the highlighted part of the national valuables as well. We conquer the castle. This is the motto of this year's Feast of St. László that has been organized the third time in Nagyvárad, Romania. According to the organizers, it is particularly important to draw the attention to St. László, the city founder, because the local municipality still dissociates itself from naming the main square of the city after the city founder or erecting his statue there.
A bike tour from St. László to St. László started this year's event, where participants biked from the center of Nagyvárad to the statue of St. László in Bihar-Keresztes. Starting Friday morning, children's activities and handcrafting awaited children. Makers of traditional goods set up stands just like in old markets. Young lads came to buy gingerbread, primarily gingerbread with mirrors. I also have a stand full of them, because anyone who gave a girl mirrored gingerbread basically made a declaration of their love, said Ferenc Színási. In the yurt built in the castle yard, old traditions and heritage are explained. According to the beliefs of the wandering nomads, for example, it was forbidden to step on the threshold of the yurt, because the home's gods, sleeping under it, would wake and bring trouble to the family. Children were taught to be independent from 3 or 4 years of age. Boys went outside with their fathers to take care of the animals, to learn how to ride a horse, and to handle weapons. Girls stayed inside and helped their mothers weave, braid, felt, and do anything necessary for everyday life in the yurt, said Dr. Antal Kovács. Yurts of the home conquerors can be visited until Sunday in the castle of Nagyvárad, where organizers eagerly await anyone interested.
That's all for now from our team here at N1. Don't forget to join us and watch Hungary Reports tomorrow night at around the same time. We'll be waiting for you. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night.
Siamo. Siamo. momento cedo lì, stai sorprendendo.
Sì, microfono. No, niente. Il prossimo momento. Infatti.
Solo che qua perché non vediamo la partita.
Tu sei uno che vuole costruire? Vuoi provare a ricostruire?
Sono mancato già al Star Wars Day in allegro.
Ma noi siamo armati di tutti affascinati dall'assemblaggio della torre. Noi immaginiamo alla fine dei nostri 5 giorni.
Con 35,05 metri.